It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get to the top three stories real quick. Trump search affidavit released. Nearly entire thing redacted. Yeah, so this is the affidavit that led to the search warrant. Why they had probable cause. What's the probable cause in it? About the only thing that you can see in there. I mean, when I finally just saw it last hour, and I was like, oh my gosh. When they said nearly the whole thing's redacted, they meant, I mean, we're talking entire page, redacted. Next page, entire page, redacted. Next page, entire page, redacted. Next page, one paragraph available. Next page, it's like, oh my gosh, they really meant it's all redacted. Holy cow. But there was enough that was available that they were able to glean from it that a while back they found that there were some top secret documents. There's lots of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, and some of them were even classified as top secret, and he did not have permission to have those. And so with that, they were like, okay, so we think that there's probably more that have been that are there, and we want those. Now, Trump's reply, I've not gone over this yet, came out about an hour ago. Affidavit heavily redacted. Nothing mentioned on nuclear, a total public relations subterfuge by the FBI and DOJ, or our close working relationship regarding the document turnover. We gave them much. He did that in all caps. We gave them much. Judge Bruce Reinhart should never have allowed the break-in of my home. He recused himself 2 months ago from one of the cases based on his animosity and hatred of your favorite president, me. What changed? Why hasn't he recused himself on this case? Obama must be very proud of him right now. And so this goes back into what he initially said after the raid. He said, we already gave them a lot of the documents. We would have given them more documents. All they had to do was ask. But what they're saying is, we couldn't ask because we feel like you have more stuff that you're not giving us. And so instead, we want to go get the warrant to go get the stuff. So that's what he's saying. Donald Trump Jr., by the way, tweeted out, well, this really clears things up, and it shows a picture of three of the pages that have nothing except for a couple, like a line or two. And then Eric Trump posted on Truth Social, transparency. And it just shows, once again, a redacted page that says, the affidavit could be used to identify many, if not all, of these witnesses. For example, black, 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 blackout, blackout, black. It's all blacked out. That's kind of funny. That's the Trump administration's reply. Then let's see here. The other top three stories: that the Dow fell 3% after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today said they plan to have many more large interest rate increases over the coming year in order to stave off inflation. Wall Street didn't like that, sold off. And then Governor DeSantis getting rid of four school board members in Broward County tied to the Parkland massacre. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Today is National Dog Day. Here's some statistics for your dogs. 71% of people say they've owned a dog at least once, at least at some point in their life. 71%. I actually would have thought it would have been higher. I mean, at some point in your life, owning a dog, that means one out of three almost have never owned a dog. You've never owned a dog, Gracie? Your family's never had a dog?
No, my dad's allergic to animal fur.
Okay, yeah, there's that. And that's why we never had cats, because I'm just highly allergic to cats.
Yeah, and I'm also one of six, and I think my mom would actually have gone crazy if we had another living thing that she had to take care of. So
we were going to get a dog years ago when I was still married. We were going to get a dog, and then instead we had another baby. And so that was like that was the two older kids' pet for the longest time. And then when she finally hit an age where she was wanting a pet, then that's finally when we got a St. Bernard.
Yeah. Well, my life's not over yet, so I still can get a dog.
No, you got lots of time. You got lots
but
of time left.
First 22.
Find out from David. Let's get David's attention. Let's find out if he's had a
dog.
So, yeah. So David, today is National Dog Day, and we're going with a statistic. 71% of people have owned a dog at least some point in their life. And I was kind of surprised. It's 1 out of 3 have not owned a dog. Gracie's already said she's never owned a dog.
Never owned a dog.
That answers the question I was. That answers the question I was going to ask. Him, I could tell. So you've obviously owned a dog.
Oh yeah.
So, what kind of dogs have you owned?
So I've had two dogs. They've both been Blue Heeler mixes.
Oh, all right, Blue Heeler mixes. Because that was the other part of this is that purebreds are still the most popular. 39% of people own purebreds, but next is a mutt. 23% saying they just owned a, they just had a mutt. And then 17% had a crossbreed that was like a labradoodle or something like this. So if you had a Blue Heeler mix, what was it mixed with?
Well, one of them was a beagle mix, and the other one I don't really know. They're both they were both pound hounds, you know, got them from a shelter.
Yeah, got them from a shelter. There you go. Rescued them. All right. Very nice right there. So I've had a Bichon Frise, a little fluffy white dog. I had a Dalmatian for just a short period of time. I had to turn him over quick. He was too rambunctious. And then I had a Belgian Malinois, which is a police dog. He was a retired police dog. So I had him after his retirement years. And then St. Bernard. So, yeah, I've been surrounded by dogs so a lot, actually. So it's kind of funny.
But well, there's worse things to be surrounded by, that's for sure.
Absolutely, like cats. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking pretty good, but just keep in mind, Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue, it is closed off due to a bad accident we had earlier this afternoon around 5 o'clock. So it is closed off at that intersection. If you are not familiar with it, it is the where Scenic Highway starts taking a turn to go north and near Calvert's by the Heights and the Domino's Pizza. So keep that in mind and stay clear. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 98. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, I'll throw this out there. You know, no paid money, no endorsement or nothing like this. I got a St. Bernard. St. Bernards are big, right? And so I got him as a puppy. And, I mean, as a puppy, he was already bigger than, like, my Bichon Frise ever was. Like, he's massive as a puppy. And by the way, like, the cutest freaking puppies you've ever seen. Like, there's – okay, all puppies are cute. Let's face it. There is no such thing as a non-cute puppy. But we tried to – we were trying to read all these training manuals and training books, because the last thing you want is a St. Bernard that by the time they get big, they're jumping on people and they're chewing up stuff and all this other stuff. So just, you know, reference, I had – actually, somebody gave me as a Christmas present – a subscription to MasterClass, like MasterClass.com. And under that subscription, I noticed that one of them was a MasterClass on dog training from Brandon McMillan, had a dog rescue TV show for a while, like where there's bad dogs, and he would go and train them to be good dogs and everything like that. And I got to say, that MasterClass is awesome. So it really, I mean, that's what I use for Rocky Bear, and that's my St. Bernard's name, Rocky Bear. And the thing is St. Bernards are also stubborn. They're just like, I ain't going to do this now. And so so working with that, it's been a great thing, following his master class. So if you have a dog, you're like, this dog is killing me, like, I would highly recommend pay the money or whatever for a master class subscription and use Brandon McMillan's dog training. Yeah, definitely recommend it. It takes work. As he says, there's a difference between a trained dog and a conditioned dog. There's a difference. He goes, most dogs know how to sit. When you tell them sit and stay, they don't even know no and all this other stuff. But them obeying on command when you're saying these things is the difference between being trained and conditioned. And so it's pretty good. So, all right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Oh, got a little more Elton John there for you. Right after Britney Spears' number one hit that was released today, remaking his Tiny Dancer. It's kind of a duet remix type thing, but it's been number one in 40 countries today, and it was just released this morning. I saw this story here real quick. Charging your phone overnight could be bad for the battery. Yeah, you're not supposed to charge it. I do it. I do it every night. Because, man, if my phone dies, that's my alarm, right? And so if it dies overnight or somebody needs to get a hold of me, crack of dawn, like, I can't take a chance that my phone's going to die. Because usually by the time I'm going to bed, my phone's, like, about to die, right? So I can't do – but I know it's bad for the battery, but it's like I don't have a choice. But if you have a choice, tech experts recommend charging it for about 30 to 45 minutes in the morning – and then another 30 minutes in mid-afternoon-ish, and it should be, like, charged enough to get through the night. And then in the morning, 30 to 45 minutes, it should be fully charged. I don't think mine would do that.
I won't remember, you know?
That's
like,
true.
Like, I wake up and I have other things on my mind besides put my phone in.
I listen to the News Radio 92 live stream first thing on my phone, or I listen to music, or I do something. Like, I'm using my phone as soon as I wake up. I'm reading. I read my scriptures on my phone. So I wake up in the morning, first thing usually, I don't get out of bed. I open up my scriptures and I start reading the Bible. And then I get out of bed and I can do stuff. So if I'm having to charge my phone in the morning after it's been out, it'll be dead.
And you're going to drop it and break it anyway before the battery.
Stop it. That's not.
Before
no.
The battery
knock
dies
on
anyway.
Wood. You better knock on lots of wood. So that goes back to the story this morning. So I dropped my phone a few weeks ago with screen protector. I have a screen protector on it. I dropped it so hard. Like, okay, this is what happened. It was slipping out of my hand, and I tried to grab it quickly. But in trying to grab it quickly, instead my fingers hit it in a way that just launched it to the ground. So I, instead of, like, catching it, I just slammed it to the ground. I was like, no, like it was bad, and it landed right on the face. But I had a screen protector. I'm like, okay, screen protector, do me good. So I pick it up, screen protector shattered. I take the screen protector off, but sure enough, the edges were still even cracked and shattered and stuff. I'm like, dang it. But I was like, all right, fine, I'll get another screen protector or something. I never got another screen protector, and last week I dropped it again. This time it wasn't like a slam drop, it was just a normal drop. But still, it was a weakened screen already, so it, like, took chunks out of the glass. Like, it was open parts where I could see parts into this phone. And I was like, all right. So this weekend, I went over to a place to get it fixed here in town. I went there too early. They were still closed. And I was like, I'll just come back later. Well, I never went back later. And finally today, I was on my way to an appointment, and the phone just was like, it was done. I was trying to make a phone call, and the phone was just frozen with the screen on. Like, I couldn't swipe. I tried to push the buttons to close it. Nothing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so, but I had like three appointments back to back. And so I went to one appointment, went to the next appointment. No phone. I can't use my phone. My phone's ringing. I can't answer it. I'm hearing texts come through. It's like, ding. I'm like, dadgummit. It's like so stressful. And then I realized I'm from... Like, I'm not from here, but my ex is from here. So we would come here to visit her family, like, every year for 20 years. And then we've lived here for 5 years. And so I know the area. Turns out I don't know the area. I use GPS for everything. And so now I've got this next appointment I got to get to. And I pull my phone up so I could find how to get there from my current location. I'm like, I don't know how to get anywhere. Like, it was so stressful. Finally, I get to the point where I could get drop my phone off to get it fixed. They were like, it'll take 2 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was without my phone for 5.5 hours today. And that was very stressful. Can you go without your phone for 5 hours?
No, not in the middle of the day.
On a weekday.
No.
Weekend is different. Weekend, I can get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, just throw it away and not go fishing or go to the beach or whatever. I don't need to see it. But weekdays? David, what about you?
It would be difficult.
Difficult.
Yeah, it would be difficult. We depend on it for so many things that you don't even realize.
I show prep on the stupid thing. And so I'm like, I can't even show prep. Now I got to go to the station early so I can show prep. It was like so stressful. I had like a lot of anxiety. Okay, so here's the truth. Like, I had a serious anxiety. So while I'm waiting for them to fix the phone, I don't want to just sit there in the store waiting for them to fix it. So I went to my car and I took a nap. because I'm like, I just need to go to sleep. Like, this is stressful. Like, I need my phone, and at least then I don't hear it ringing and dinging and all this other stuff. So if I go to sleep, I'll just pretend like nobody's trying to get a hold of me, you know? And then, of course, I wake up, I go get my phone, and it's just loaded up with messages. Where the F are you? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it was extremely stressful. So we rely on our phones way too much nowadays. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll hit top trending news.
We are still seeing some slowdowns on Scenic. This is going to be due to a fatal accident. It is closed off due to some investigation going off. Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue, if you're not familiar with it, it's where Cervantes turns into Scenic, starts going northbound right near Calvert's in the Heights, and that is the intersection to stay clear of and take an alternative route. I-10 and I-110 checking and clear. See something else, give me a call. 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, former President Trump taking to social media today after the release of that redacted affidavit. And boy, is it redacted. The former president calling it heavily redacted on Truth Social. He also said it gave many he gave many documents to federal officials and questioned why the judge in the case didn't recuse himself. Speaking to reporters today, President Biden said he's going to leave it to the Justice Department. And the Justice Department says that the former president had several top secret documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. The EPA designating two hazardous forever chemicals, apparently, that they say are linked to cancer. PFAS commonly found in products including furniture, microwave popcorn bags, carpets, and even drinking water. Sometimes the EPA not banning the two chemicals, but they do require companies to assess and report them to the government. One of those Broward County school board members who's now in the Florida Senate that was fired by the governor today, now defending herself and four current commissioners who were suspended by the governor.
No crime was committed here or we would have been arrested.
And that's Dr. Rosalind Osgood. She says only criminal activity should warrant removal because it goes against voters' choice. Now, pointing to a grand jury report today, the governor said he had a duty to suspend those school board members. And apparently, boxing champion Tyson Fury is not actually retired, Bobby. I thought he was. But Sky Sports reporting Fury informed promoters that he would not be retiring or vacating his WBC world title, intends to continue with his boxing career.
Okay, yeah, because I know he had made that announcement in the past, but guess turned it around. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got a jobs update for you, unemployment update on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, jobs report, unemployment numbers fell once again. New filings for unemployment down from where they were the previous week. This is like the fourth or fifth week in a row that they've fallen, and it's happened that way nationally. It's happened that way in Alabama and in Florida, and bigger than that, once again, about a month now, we've had every single week where continued unemployment claims have dropped. 6,400 fewer people on the continued unemployment rolls than it was the week prior, and it's been that way in Alabama and Florida as well, where they've continued to drop. That number is important because that number shows that people are either getting back to the workforce or their unemployment benefits expired. But in this labor market, it's just, strangely enough, it seems like we have a strong labor market right now. It's getting stronger. So inflation's rising. Inflation's still hitting people. Luckily, people have a job. Recession is hitting economically with GDP down, with housing prices starting to drop, with car prices and car sales starting to drop. But at least people are keeping their jobs. For now. As we got a text before, though, the tech industry has started having layoffs, and they're kind of the tip of the spear, and other businesses will follow after that. Hopefully not, but yes, I am seeing tech industry starting to lay people off as well. Pets call right now, Bobby Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
of my eye. Girl, I never loved one like you. Nothing please me more than you.
Oh, oh, let me go home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, oh, let me go home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hey, you got to sign up to be on our listener advisory board here in just a few weeks. We're going to be sending out the surveys, I believe, after Labor Day. So that's coming up in like a couple weeks. So we're going to be sending out the surveys. So when we say you're on the listener advisory board, there's no like board meetings you have to attend. You're on our board, and we're going to send out a survey, and with that survey, then you'll be able to weigh in on our programming, on your thoughts on our news, weather, traffic, breaking news coverage, things like that. And we need more volunteers. So just go to our website, newsradio923.com. Click on the listener advisory board tile. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we got our weekend movie preview. There's a few movies on theater. One of them sounds very interesting. I hadn't even seen any trailers on it or anything. So let's, we'll talk about that in about 8 minutes. Top three stories here for you. Trump's search affidavit was released, and sure enough, Department of Justice warned. They said it's so redacted, it's probably going to be useless, so we might as well not redact it, or we might as well not release it. And that's when a judge said, no, go ahead and release it. And so they did. We're talking entire pages are redacted. Like page one, redacted completely, not even a word available. Page two, redacted completely, not a word available. Page three, a paragraph's not redacted. That's it. Like page four, one sentence isn't redacted. Page five is like, oh my goodness, it's really redacted. So it's kind of bizarre. Second story of top three stories: the Dow fell 3% after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said they're planning on continuing the increase. Interest rates or continue to rise, increase interest rates over the next year, and there'll be large increases. Investors didn't like that, so they're going ahead and basically did a big sell-off today. Governor DeSantis getting rid of four school board members in Broward County that were tied to the Parkland massacre and has already replaced them. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Top of the first inning right now, Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the Montgomery Biscuits, still scoreless, and they did lose yesterday, so they're down 2-1 to Montgomery in this series. They play again tomorrow at 6:05, so a little bit earlier in order to have fireworks Saturday. We got high school football going on tonight, so the start of week one of high school football, very exciting. Last night, Pine Forest beat Tate 34-0, and Pace beat Choctaw 31-30. And the games are about to get underway. Here's some of the games tonight. Flomaton is playing at Northview. Escambia is playing at West Florida. Jay at W.S. Neal. Pensacola is playing at Booker T. Washington. Pryor at Pensacola Catholic. And then, where am I seeing? Fairhope at Gulf Breeze. Andalusia at Milton. Navarre at Fort Walton Beach. And let's see here. I saw Escambia. Yeah, West Florida Technical Institute is playing at Escambia, and I already said that, Pensacola is playing at Washington. Okay, so that's your high school football tonight. The Tour Championship and the PGA is going on. Round two is done, and top of the leaderboard is Scottie Scheffler at 19 under par, Xander Schauffele at 17 under par, just two strokes behind him, and John Rahm, 13 under par, six strokes behind the leader. Then Major League Baseball is going on here. The Miami Marlins are playing the Dodgers. That game is scoreless at the top of the fourth inning. Cincinnati Reds are beating the Washington Nationals 2-0. Phillies beating the Pirates 4-0. Angels and the Blue Jays is scoreless, but the Angels have bases loaded, only one out. The Mets and the Rockies are scoreless at the top of the third. Right now on Apple TV Plus, the Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Boston Red Sox 3-0. And once again, that's on Apple TV Plus. The late game on Apple TV Plus is going to be the Cleveland Guardians against the Seattle Mariners. And the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Cardinals later tonight as well. In the NFL, scoreless game between the Buffalo Bills and the Carolina Panthers in the first quarter. At 7 o'clock on the NFL Network, you'll have the Seattle Seahawks playing the Dallas Cowboys. The Chargers are playing the New Orleans Saints at 7 o'clock, but that's not televised, and neither is the New England Patriots against the Raiders. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue. We do have a accident that happened a little while ago, but the road or the intersection is still blocked off due to an investigation. So keep that in mind. This is going to be where Cervantes and Scenic Highway meet on Highway 90, right near Calvert's in the Heights, Scenic 90 Cafe, that little area right there. So keep that in mind and try to not use that area. Also, we're seeing some slowdowns at Palafox in East Burgess Road starting to form. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So in your sports news, the Seattle Mariners have signed Julio Rodriguez, the rookie, to a 14-year extension worth $210 million guaranteed. Alan Green has stepped down as the Auburn Athletics director in a buyout with them. Becky Harmon has won WNBA Coach of the Year in her very first season with the Aces. And Florida A&M University is going to face University of North Carolina this week without 20 of their players because they're ineligible due to academic reasons. That's not good. And then finally, Buffalo Bills punter. This story's been kind of trending in the sports world all day today. Buffalo Bills punter Matt Araiza and two former San Diego State teammates are accused of gang raping a minor in a lawsuit. And so with that, the Buffalo Bills punter will be out of the preseason finale due to this lawsuit, I guess. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So we covered a story a little while ago of a guy who tattooed his club card on his wrist. Like a Sam's Club card. It wasn't Sam's Club, but it was something like that. And I'm like, what in the world? And he was like, that way I never forget my card. Okay. Well, here's a guy who's taking that kind of mentality to the next level. He wants to make sure he never forgets his car keys for his Tesla. So he put a microchip in the top of his hand underneath the skin. All he has to do is tap the driver's side door and it unlocks his Tesla. A microchip in the top of your hand. I wouldn't want to do it. I couldn't do it. I don't think I could do it. Of course, I'm afraid of needles. So in order for them to put the microchip in my hand, they'd have to give me a needle to numb it first, and I'd pass out. So that wouldn't happen.
Also, people have been having to remember their car keys for years and years and years and years and years. You can do it.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You know how to drive a car. You don't need to put it in your hand.
It cost him, by the way,
oh gosh,
$300 to buy the microchip separately, another $100 for the surgery. When he first got it done, it wouldn't work. But they think now it's because it was just the swelling from the whatever. Once the swelling went down, it worked fine. No, thank you. What's wrong with people? Stop chipping yourself. This is what the government wants. They want you to chip yourself. Remember, there's microchips in the COVID vaccine, nanochips. They want you to chip your. Okay, I'm a little crazy there. My bad. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And coming up next, weekend movie preview. Stick around.
This is
Mexico right now, Bobby Rossi. We got your weekend movie preview coming up. But first, let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, Pensacola police echoing those concerns over what to do with involuntarily committed Baker Act patients. Yeah. You know, HCA Florida West Hospital has announced they're going to quit taking them in just a couple of months. PPD's Mike Wood says they're hopeful that leaders here are going to get it figured out quickly.
We know that Representative Saltzman and others are working hard on this, trying to get an answer. They've got 90 days to do it, and hopefully it's going to work out.
And there's been some talk about possibly creating some type of a Baker Act intake center here in Escambia County. Michelle Salzman previously told Channel 3 the infrastructure and funding are already in place, and they just got to put it all together. So,
okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, when I heard about that, I guess it was a week or two ago, with Andrew McKay was covering it, how they announced that they were no longer going to take Baker Act patients. I was like, what are you going to do with them then? And at first I thought, is it just because they don't want to mess, you know, they're like, sorry, we don't want crazy people in our hospital. Like, it sounded like it was kind of a, whoa. But then as more information has come out, because then another thing I thought was maybe it's because they don't get insurance for them, they're not getting paid to cover these people. But now more has come out, it's more really about the patient's health. Like, there's other places that can handle them better than what we can.
So. Right. Yeah. It has more to do with the pediatric patients, I believe, and wanting to get them where they've got the proper care for them and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it is going to leave a big shortchanging of need, I guess.
Yeah.
Here in the area. So.
Yeah, I still think so as well. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
Few movies out in the theater today. First one's called Breaking. It's PG-13, starring John Boyega, you know, from Star Wars. John Boyega plays an Iraq war veteran with PTSD who takes hostages at a bank and threatens to blow it up if he doesn't get his disability check from the VA. And it's based on a true story. It's called Breaking. It sounds very interesting, very emotional. There's another movie. It's a horror movie. Starring Nathalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones, she stars in a Dracula-inspired horror movie. So it's like a modern-day horror movie, but inspired by Dracula. And then this one is very interesting. I didn't see any trailers on it or anything until I was show prepping today, or actually yesterday. It's called 3,000 Years of Longing. It's rated R, actually. It's directed by the same person who did all four Mad Max movies. 3 Years of Longing stars Tilda Swinton and Idris Elba, which, of course, is funny because Idris Elba just came out with the big movie last week, which is called Beast, about the man-eating lion. So check this out. I saw the way this was described as an adult or a version of Aladdin for adults. That's basically the way I've seen it described. So it's rated R. Tilda Swinton is a lonely scholar who releases a genie from its bottle while traveling abroad in Istanbul. Idris Elba is the djinn, who's offering her 3 wishes. Well, knowing that wishes never end well in the movies, she first interrogates him about his life as a genie. Then they bond as he shares his tragic stories of heartbreak and betrayal that cursed him to his mystical prison. So, sounds very interesting. It looks very interesting when you see the trailers. I just didn't see any promotion for it leading up to this week. It's called 3,000 Years of Longing. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear on our major highways, I-10 and I-110. You'll want to stay clear of Highway 90 Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue. We had a fatal car accident that happened a few hours ago. If you're not familiar with Chipley Avenue, this is going to be where Cervantes and Scenic Highway meet, right near Calvert's in the Heights, and it's still closed off. So keep that in mind. Also seeing slow-moving traffic. Palafox and East Burgess Road is slow moving at the moment. See something else, give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Alrighty. Sanger Theater this week, remember, on Saturdays they have a 7 o'clock summer movie series, and so they'll be at 7 o'clock, $5 for the movie. This week, Jailhouse Rock. Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun to check out. I might go check that one out this weekend. That'll be a good one to check out. Next week is The Princess Bride, and we'll be giving away tickets next week on Andrew McKay's show, Pensacola Morning News, as well as Pep Talk, and right here on Pensacola Right Now. I love The Princess Bride. When I was a teenager, I had every line of that movie memorized. Me and my brother could do the whole movie sitting in the car ride. Just with The Princess Bride is fantastic. There's nothing really big on DVD or digital download this week, but on Amazon Prime, there's a new Amazon original movie. It's a superhero action film. 13-year-old Sam Cleary suspects that a mysterious and reclusive neighbor, Mr. Smith, played by Sylvester Stallone, is really a legend hiding in plain sight. Hiding in plain sight 20 years prior, Granite City's superpower vigilante Samaritan was reportedly dead after a fiery and epic warehouse showdown with his rival Nemesis. So Sylvester Stallone plays this possibly retired superhero, a superhero who's hiding. So that's on Amazon Prime. Then on Hulu is a show called Welcome to Wrexham. Season 1 premiere came out this week. It came out on FX channel, and now it's on Hulu. When I've been looking forward to this movie for a while, a show for a while. It's a docu-series. When two Hollywood A-listers buy a downtrodden British soccer club and promise great days ahead, it's the setup for an irresistible docu-series about a small-town sport. So who are the two A-listers? First one, Ryan Reynolds. Everybody knows Ryan Reynolds, right? The second one may not know him as well. Rob McElhenney is the creator of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I believe has been on now for 19 seasons. Like, it's been on a long time now. I don't remember how many seasons. Find out how many seasons for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If you've not seen that show, it's very crass, it's very crude, but it's hilarious. He also came out with Mythic Quest, which is on Apple TV+. So he and Ryan Reynolds got together and purchased a soccer club in this small town, Wrexham. And so there's a docu-series about that. I've been dying to look for this. 15 seasons. Okay, thank you. Yeah, still a lot. And then, of course, She-Hulk Episode 2 is on Disney+. That is your weekend movie preview for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Just in This Week in Science, NASA's released, again, the clip of what a black hole sounds like. And it is eerie. It is so eerie. In other space news, on Monday, NASA's unmanned moon mission rocket is going to launch. It's got the all clear to release on Monday. This will restart the moon program 50 years later. Pretty cool. Hey, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.